Okay, I have to turn my music down.
Oh, no problem.
I don't know if you'd really care for my style of music.
You ring tones, huh?
Huh?
You ring tones? Oh.
Oh, no, no. I'm listening to the radio.
Oh, you're listening to the radio. Oh, okay.
Classical music.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know if you really like my style of music.
Uh-huh.
You probably still hear some of it.
Yeah.
Concerto for the mandolin.
You can Mickey, hello Mickey. There's Mickey.
Hey, Danny.
There's Danny. Buddy.
Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
Hello, everybody. How are you? I'm okay.
Very good.
Good to see you.
Is this by chance for the afternoon reading?
Hi, Sunshine.
Hi, Joel. Rob.
Hey.
Is this by chance?
Danny, can you hear me?
Is this by chance for the afternoon reading?
Yeah, we're just going to get started here on iBible.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Moses or Kim.
I'll try to stay awake here.
Oh, okay, no problem. I don't think Aaron's online here yet, but I'll see if Aaron's here.
Hi, this is Aaron, Voice Street Radio. I'm currently unavailable right now.
But
hey, leave me your name,
night.
Your number, your message, whatever you want to leave. But I'll get back with you. Anyway, God bless you guys. Have a great day.
But my computer's clean now. Yay.
Hi, this is Daniel. Thanks for calling. Leave a message for me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, can you hear me?
Have a great
me?
Day. Yeah. Thanks.
Yes, again, Joel.
Okay. Thank you.
They're all calling me here at the same time. I guess they're... All right, you get everybody. Okay, we got Joel, we got Mickey, we got Mrs. B's. Mrs. B's not able to join us. We got Sunshine.
Okay. Danny, can you hear me?
Is that Aaron accidentally here? Sorry about that, Aaron. I'm not able to hang up on your voicemail for some reason. Oh, okay. Can't his voicemail. Okay. Dan's in a call. He'll be with us shortly. Don doesn't have good internet speed.
Can you try Norman again? Yeah, Rob.
I will be right back.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Can you check my voice?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Which one is better?
Okay.
Now I'm using my laptop only.
Okay.
But just compare my voice. I will put microphone, stand time microphone.
Hi Norman, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Hello.
Okay, thanks for the yesterday.
Norman.
That's alright.
Oh, okay, I turned my radio off.
Rob, can you call Funky?
Okay.
Maybe
I put the microphone. Which one is better? Now or before?
I think
same?
This one is better. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this one is better. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And maybe Danny, then can you hang up and let Rob call you back as you cannot hear anything? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Can you call Rob?
Okay.
Mickey?
Who all needs a call back? I'll try
Mickey.
Funky.
Funky.
F-U-N-K-E.
Okay, Funky. Okay, I think I've got him here.
Funky Alibi.
Okay. Try him here.
And then, okay, and Danny, please. Mickey.
Danny.
Okay, and let's see if we have everybody before
ready,
we start.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Anna. Aaron's not online, Mike's not online, Alexandria doesn't want to join us today. Anthony, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Mickey, oh, Mickey dropped. Okay, let's try Mickey again.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, we'll be right back. Mickey. Okay.
Hello, Funky Alavi. How are you doing?
Yes,
okay,
I'm
good.
Here.
Here's Mickey.
Hello, yeah, thank you.
Hey, Danny, can you...
hello, everybody,
can you?
Yeah.
Hi,
oh. Yeah,
Danny,
sure.
And Andrew. And
hello, Sunshine. Hello, Funky.
Hello. Who's that?
Hey.
I'm glad that you are in Africa now.
Thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Mickey.
Let's study.
Oh, hello, Mickey. Hi. Okay.
Okay.
Mickey, my name is Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Norman.
I'm sorry?
Don't get confused. Mickey is really Danny.
But I'll make life easy. Rob is really Rob.
yeah, same. I guess Rob, the Aaron, it's just a recording, so I guess
yeah,
we don't...
I'm not sure. Some people have voicemail that you can't hang up on. I called everybody here on the main iBible room here. Let's see who's online.
Mm.
Three little joiners here. Aaron's voicemail for some reason won't disconnect. I'm not sure why.
Okay. We tried Bruce, but looks like he is not.
Doesn't read on.
No, he doesn't do Sundays.
Oh, okay. Okay, then let's get started with our readings and maybe. Okay. Sure, Danny. And may I ask you, Norman, would you pray for us so that we may start on Sunday's Bible reading, please?
Okay. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the way that you lead us and guide us day by day. We thank you that you are so wonderful. And as we sit here, in each one of us in our own rooms, for each one of us a different time of day, we can come to you knowing that you are the same God, the same God who loves every one of us, who knows our thoughts, who knows our deeds. And Lord, you are the one who intercedes for us. And we pray, Lord, that you'll guide us by your Holy Spirit tonight. Lord, as we read, you'll help us to learn. You'll help us to praise your name. And we thank you, Lord, that as we come to hear, you're there listening to us, because you've always said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so, Lord, as we come tonight, we thank you for the fellowship, for the friendship that has grown. Although we haven't met each other, Lord, we have met each other in you. And so, Lord, we just pray that you'll bless this evening, bless the readings, which is your word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, today is Sunday, February 22nd, and we will start with the book of Acts, chapter 15. Verse 36 through chapter 16, verse 15, and let's have the reading order. And Funky Alavi, have you ever been to our reading class before?
Yes, she has.
Yes, I have.
Danny, Andrew.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, then yes, you can join us in reading the Bible, and. Today,
thank you.
Joel, John is here. Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm good.
John, can you hear me?
I'm glad that I'm
okay.
Today. I
yeah, and also
website,
you,
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I just wanted to say I noticed the website, and you have a mm-hmm. crazy new clock on there. Looks mm-hmm. very nice.
Thank you. I'm glad that you noticed it.
Yes.
Also, I'm so happy that you just made on time to read the New Testament, And maybe Joel, can you start with verse 36? And John, follow him with 37. And Funky, can you follow after John with 38? And Sunshine with 39, and Norman 40, and I will follow you with 41. Okay, so when you are ready, Joel, would you
Maris.
Start?
With Andrew, Andrew, you missed out Maris.
Hello, Maris. Are you there? Maris, are you there?
Yesterday, yesterday, forgive me.
Okay. Oh, me too. Okay, you with
the Egyptian
after,
is here.
Oh, okay, and also, Danny, are you there too? Can you hear me, Danny?
Yeah, I'm here.
Danny?
I'm just glad that,
you're back.
Glad that the Egyptian is here.
Okay.
Yeah, I can just give the reading. I can just give the reading order. I'll start with the Egyptian. The Egyptian first.
Okay.
The Sunshine. I hope John is coming back. Sunshine. It's Maurice, Sunshine, John, Joel, Funky, Norman, me, and you.
Okay.
Again. Maurice,
yes,
Sunshine. Maurice, Sunshine. If John is coming back, then John, then Joel, then Funky. And then Norman, and then me, and then you.
Okay, sounds good to me. And when you're ready, Marlos, please start with verse 36.
Okay, 36. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all towns where we preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing."
37. Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them.
Okay, Joel?
Yes, 38. But Paul did not think it wise to take him, because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work.
Is it my turn, I think?
You should be four, Joel, but you can go ahead now, and then Funky afterwards. Remember that you are after Sunshine.
Okay. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus.
Verse 40, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord.
41. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, let's move
16.
On to... Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Danny, with verse 1.
16, verse 1. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek.
Verse 2, the brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him.
Okay. 3, Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek.
4. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey.
5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers.
6.
Six. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia.
7. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
8. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas.
9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
10. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
11. From Taros, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis.
12. From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days.
13. On the Sabbath, he went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there.
14. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of
Thyatira,
who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
15. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us.
Amen.
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 Okay. Thank you so much. And we just finished today's portion of New Testament. And let's begin by choosing the favorite verse. And Marlos, do you want to start with your favorite verse tonight?
I chose chapter 16, verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And the first 10, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. And this, in these two verses, that indicating that how Paul listened to the voice of God and appoint him to go to missionary to Europe and to preach there by the word of God, because these countries need the word of God, needs to listen to the gospel by Jesus Christ. And I think this is very important for us to listen to his voice, to listen to the voice of God in our life, and to obey him, and to live the life of prayer in our life. And thanks.
Okay, thank you, Marlos. And Sunshine?
I can pass this time.
Okay. And John?
I have verses 4 and 5. It says, as they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. And then verse 5 says the result, shows the result of that. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. And I think we should not underestimate the importance of traveling ministers who bring good news, and who report on what is happening in the church, how that the Lord is blessing the church, how he's blessing his servants, and how that that the work that we are doing is growing. And we should be grateful for everything that we hear about from other churches, and we hear about how they're being blessed, and we should also, they should be our concern in our prayers, and if we do that, he will bless us also. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, John. Okay, and Joel.
My verse is I'm sorry. 37 to 41. Paul, he wanna go with Silla, but Barnabas, he wanna go with John, also called Mark. But they fighting because of that, and then Paul go to the some way with Silla and Barnabas. He go to the another way with Mark. So sometimes it is very confused to me why they fight each other. But nowadays I follow Paul, because Paul chose verse 40. Paul chose Silla and left, commanded by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. So he has a commanded by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. But Barnabas, he just bring Mark with his opinion, not by grace of the Lord, but by his opinion, because of Mark John, he is his relative. That's why he wanna bring him without another grace of God. So sometimes we can decide it. We can decide some important thing without grace of God. But I think we have to check our heart before God, and then we can decide to something before God. Even though Paul is last believer than Barnabas. Barnabas was first believer, and Paul is second believer. But we have to follow message of God in our life. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Joel. Okay, Funky?
Yeah, I was just meditating on verse 13. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. It strikes me, two things strike me. One, I wonder why they expected to find a place of prayer by the river. And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why people would gather to pray at the river. But secondly, that these guys were not shy to witness to a group of women. Because I'm in the East, and there can be an emphasis on men witness to men and women witness to women. But here, I see that they were not shy as men to witness to women. And the Lord was working with them in spite of the fact that they were crossing cultural and gender lines. So yeah, that just strikes me.
Okay. Thank you, Funky. Okay, and Norman?
Mine was also verse 13, partly because of it says that we expected to find a place of prayer. And yesterday we launched the 40 days of prayer. So prayer is very much sort of in my mind at the moment. And this was a definition that we had yesterday about what prayer is. And prayer is the conversational part of the most important love relationship in our lives, our love relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And even back then, here they were, looking for a place to pray. And we've actually set aside a particular room in our church and set it aside for these 40 days when anyone can come and just pray and sit quietly, listening to the Lord. And that's what Marius was saying as well. The importance of listening to the Lord is actually having a conversation with the Lord. It's not just asking, but it's also listening. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Norman. And Danny? Danny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just close to my friend these days. Verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. I think this is the main purpose for churches to be there and also at that, those times. That is it's a gathering. We see it as buildings these days, but it's a gathering of those who have faith. And we see what had happened, the decisions regarding the gospel that was taken by the apostles had strengthened these people. And this is what the spreading of the word does to the churches especially, that it should strengthen those who have faith and believe in God. This is not always the case in our churches. We believe that we are sometimes busy with things regarding faith, but the main purpose for people to be there and to be strengthened is with faith. And if that happens, then they will grow daily in numbers. Thank you. Okay. And regarding, if I can just make a short comment on Funky's reflection.
Yeah.
I think it's important when people are in prayer to be isolated from the daily things around you. And that's the reason why they had left the city in that regard. And went outside of that to be on their own. And the woman, Funky, they,
yes.
in those times, as sometimes today, I think in Africa, you see it on a daily basis. People do their washing in the rivers. And that is a gathering place for all of things like that. And when they arrived there, the woman was there doing their daily routine. And that's why they spoke to them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, okay. Thank you.
Can I just add on to that that thought that a place of prayer, this would normally be in a synagogue, but not here, since there were no men to constitute a synagogue congregation.
Mm.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, everybody. And my favorite verse is also 16, verse 16:5. Okay, let's come up for the title of this part of the New Testament, and let
I
me know
there
if you...
They should be very titled, because the theologians are in there, the world theologians.
I don't know what that is.
Norman, I miss your text, I miss your verse, please.
13 was the same as Funky's.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, anyone has any idea for the title? Please let me know.
Paul continues to preach the gospel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, John, what do you think?
I think that verse 5 is kind of sums it up very, very well.
Good.
The churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers, just like Danny pointed out.
That sounds fine to me.
Okay, what do you think, Sunshine?
Oh, great.
Always in agreement with us.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good sister. That's a good sister. She always joins us.
I don't know. Okay. Agree with.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Funky?
Well, I quite liked the thing about Paul continuing to preach the gospel, because starting from 15 and running through, it's Paul's preaching. And how, in spite of the difficulty and the argument, he still continued to preach. So, well, that's just me.
Okay, so then Maras will...
Can I combine it now?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I can first listen to Maras.
Okay, Maras?
I agree with you.
You see, I have my supporters. I have my supporters.
Okay, how about Joel?
Joel? I follow Norman with, and then I want to put the sentence, even though they have a bad situation with their companion. Paul had preached gospel continuously, even though he had a bad situation with companion.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm. Okay, Danny, I think tonight you have to combine two of them. Yeah.
Okay. So I've got this. Mm-hmm. Just a minute. Paul's preaching of the gospel strengthens the churches in their faith.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Great.
That's it.
Thank you, Danny, and everybody. Okay. Hey, we just finished our New Testament, and let's move on to the Old Testament. And tonight we will read two chapters of 2 Kings, and the first chapter is 6, and then we will move on to chapter 7. And when you are ready, Marlos, would you start with chapter 6, verse 1?
Funky, please help the brother in Egypt. You are a newcomer there, help him.
So I've got a brother in Egypt. I've got another brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have? Okay. Does he have his mic muted?
Marlos, are you there?
Marlos.
Okay, then Sunshine, would you start with verse 1?
Okay. The company of the prophet said to Elisha, "Look, the place where we meet with you is just too small for us."
I was muted too. My mic.
Let's stay in the correct order, so let me go next. 6 verse 2. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to live. And he said, go.
Verse 3. Me?
Yeah, okay.
Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elisha replied.
Verse 4. And he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees.
Verse 5. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh my lord," he cried out, "it was borrowed."
6. The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elijah cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float.
7. lift it out, he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it.
Where's that?
Malos 8.
Now the king of Aram. Okay. 8. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place.
Sunshine 9.
Oh, I'm sorry. My connection is so poor. I didn't hear. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel. Beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there.
10. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king, so that he was on his guard in such places.
11. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?
12. None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom.
13. Go find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back. He is in Dothan.
Danny, 14. Okay, let me read 14. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong forces there. They went by night and surrounded the city.
15. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked.
16. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
17. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
18. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, Strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked.
19. Elisha told them, This is not the road, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to Samaria.
21. 20. When the king of Israel... 20. After they entered the city, Elijah said, Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see. Then the Lord opened their eyes and they looked, and there they were in Samaria.
21. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elisha, Shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them?
22. Do not kill them, he answered. Would you kill men you have captured with your own sword or bow? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master.
23. So he prepared a great feast for them, and after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away, and they returned to their master. So the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory.
24. Sometime later, Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, mobilized his entire army and marched up and laid siege to Samaria.
25. There was a great famine in the city. The siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cap of seed pass for 5 shekels.
26. As the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried to him, "Help me, my lord the king."
27. The king replied, "If the Lord does not help you, where can I get help for you? From the threshing floor? From the winepress?"
28. Then he asked her, "What's the matter?" She answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give up your son so we may eat him today, and tomorrow we will eat my son.'"
29. So we cooked my son and ate him. The next day I said to her, "Give up your son so we may eat him," but she had hidden him.
30.
When the king heard the woman's words, he tore his robes. As he went along the wall, the people looked, and there underneath he had sackcloth on his body.
31. He said, "May God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if the head of Elisha, son of Shaphat, remains on his shoulders today."
32. Now Elisha was sitting in his house, and the elders were sitting with him. The king sent a messenger ahead, but before he arrived, Elisha said to the elders, "Don't you see how this murderer is sending someone to cut off my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut me door and hold it shut against him. Is not the sound of his master's footsteps behind him?"
33. While he was still talking to them, the messenger came down to him, and the king said, "This disaster is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?"
Amen.
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 Okay, let's move on to the next chapter. And Danny, when you are ready, please start with verse 1.
2 Kings 7 verse 1, Elijah said, "Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a seer of flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 shears of barley for a shekel at the gates of Samaria."
2. The officer on whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of the heavens, could this happen? You will see it with your own eyes," answered Elisha, "but you will not eat any of it."
3. Now there were 4 men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. They said to each other, "Why stay here until we die?"
4. If we say, "We'll go into the city," the famine is there, and we will die. If we stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender. If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, then we die.
Verse 5. At dusk, they got up and went to the camp of the Arameans. When they reached the edge of the camp, not a man was there.
6. For the Lord had caused the Arameans to hear the sound of chariots and horses and the great army, so that they said to one another, "Look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittite and Egyptian kings to attack us."
7. So they got up and fled in the dusk, and abandoned their tents and their horses and donkeys, They left the camp as it was and ran for their lives.
Danny, 8.
Sorry. The men who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp and entered one of the tents. They ate and drank and carried away silver, gold and clothes and went off and hid them. They returned and entered another tent and took some things from it and hid them also.
9. Then they said to each other, "We are not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until tonight, punishment will overtake us. Let's go at once and report this to the royal palace." Malos, 10.
Then, so they went and called out to the city gatekeepers and told them, "We went into the Aramean camp and not a man was there, not a sound of anyone, only tethered horses and donkeys, and the tents left just as they were."
Sunshine?
She was dropped, and
okay, then Funky's been dropped as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 11. The gatekeepers shouted the news, and it was reported within the palace.
Okay. 12. The king got up in the night and said to his officers, "I will tell you what the Arameans have done to us. They know we are starving, so they have left the camp to hide in the countryside, thinking they will surely come out, and then we will take them alive and get into the city."
I have Reagan.
13. One of his officers answered, "Have some men take 5 of the horses that are left in the city. Their plight will be like that of all the Israelites left here. Yes, they will only be like all these Israelites who are doomed. So let us send them to find out what happened."
14. So they selected 2 chariots from their horses, and the king sent them after the Aramean army. He commanded the drivers, "Go and find out what has happened."
And 15, they followed them as far as the Jordan, and they found the whole road strewn with the clothing and equipment the Arameans had thrown away in their headlong flight. So the messengers returned and reported to the king.
16, then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans. So a siha of flour sold for a shekel, and 2 sihs of barley sold for a shekel, as the Lord had said.
17. Now the king had put the officer on whose arm he leaned in charge of the gate, and the people trampled him in the gateway, and he died, just as the man of God had foretold, when the king came down to his house.
18. It happened as the man of God had said to the king, "About this time tomorrow, a seah of flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria."
19. The officer has said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of the heavens, could this happen?" The man of God had replied, "You will see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it."
Hello, Rob. I'm that moment.
Yeah, we are reading. Can you hold on? Okay, yeah, finish up.
I'm Nico of
my brother
Aaron.
He is very good speak English.
Right, we are in the middle of the reading. Can you hold on a second? Okay. Okay, whose turn? I think we are still one verse to left, right?
Funky.
Yes, verse 20. And that is exactly what happened to him. For the people trampled him in the gateway and he died.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, we finished two chapters of 2 Kings. And okay, let's talk about our favorite verse and then the title for these two chapters. Okay, Marlos, you want to start with yours?
Okay, just a second.
Okay, if you want, we can come back to you later.
Okay, chapter 6, 16 and 17. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And 17, and Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes, so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes. And he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And this, in these two verses that show that how God treats with us and how God protects protect who believes in him. And despite that a great army around Elisha and his servant, but the Lord protect him and don't leave him in this crisis, but he protect him. And Elisha prayed for his servant to open his eyes. Sometimes that our eyes don't see what around us, but when we pray that that God open our eyes and we see that maybe we pray for something is not for for our is not for not good for us, but God he knows what is the benefit for us and what is the good for us in our lives. And thanks.
Okay, thank you, Marus. And Sunshine,
I chose chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. And he says, don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And he prayed, and Elisha prayed, and he opened the eyes, and there was just thousands, if not millions, of chariots of fire around them. The angels of God fighting for them in chariots of fire. And it's still the same today. If our spiritual eyes were open, we'd see the war all around us. We'd see the angels fighting for us all around us. And they'd be defeating the fallen angels. Thank you.
Thank you, Sunshine. John?
Actually, I also have verse 17.
Okay.
And what was said before was, I agree with that. Just one point that I might add is that in the world that we live in, we are not conscious of the fact that angels are here, and the people that are around us and that are not really believers, they never think about angels. To them, an angel is something in a white cloak with wings and flutters around in heaven. But angels are here and protecting us. Actually, if angels were not here, the forces of evil, Satan and all his demons, they would kill all the Christians that there are, and there would be no one that preaches the good news. You wouldn't be able to find a Bible anywhere, and no one would be able to hear the word of God. But because the angels are here, they can't do that, and so we have a mighty army of protection around us, and And we should be aware of that. And if we need only to petition our Father for help when we need help, and then He will help us. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And Joel?
Hey, so, where am I? I lost my... Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. Hey, you're still here.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. You're still here.
Yes, hello, Joel. We can hear you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My verse is chapter 7. My verse is chapter 7. And verse... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my verse is chapter 7, verse 2. The officer on whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of the heavens, could this happen? You will see it with your own eyes," answered Elisha, "but you will not eat any of it." So, sometimes our position, because of a position, we cannot follow voice of God. So, we have to listen carefully voice of God through man of God, Elisha. Our position and our status is meaningless before God. And then we have to if we don't have a sensitive voice of God, we cannot lose our opportunity to hear voice of God. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Joel. And thank you, Norman?
What about Funky?
Funky.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Funky. Yeah.
Okay, my favorite verse right now is 2 Kings 6, verse 3. Where one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elisha replied, because Elisha had just said to them, "Go." But then one person wanted the fellowship of their teacher. He wanted the fellowship of the prophet, and he asked him to come. And sometimes we don't know who we really need with us, because they went ahead and they began to chop down wood, and then the axe fell in the water. And if the prophet had not been with them, they wouldn't have known what to do. But because somebody had said, "Come with us," it just reminds me of the Lord Jesus saying, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel, and I am with you even to the very end of the age." So He doesn't just send us because when we get to confront difficulties or challenges, we're going to need that power, that person, the Lord Jesus Himself, with us. And this is the same situation with the prophets and the school of prophets who He was with. Thank you.
Thank you, Funky. And Norman? Okay.
Norman is now
We lost Norman. Okay, then. Okay, Danny, why don't you go ahead, and meanwhile we'll get back to Norman.
I don't have a favorite verse.
Okay, I'm not sure if it is a favorite verse, but I think today's my verse is chapter 6, verse 28, where the people are talking about the eating the baby and. What a tragic situation. And as we are going through the world financial crisis, I hope that the situation gets better so that not many people fall into the trouble. Okay. Okay, Rob, can you head back to the...
Of eating babies.
Go ahead, Danny. Yeah.
I said we. Okay. You said we don't go through it, that we should eat babies.
Pardon me? Sorry, Danny?
You said to the financial crisis, it won't happen that way, that we should eat babies at the end of the day.
No, we should. No. I hope that such a hard time should not come to us with the blessings of the Lord. Just
okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Norman 6, verse 17.
Okay. Rob, can you have Norman back? Looks like he, and also Sunshine. Looks like today's connection seems to be quite unstable. Okay. We have a visitor, seems to be, I cannot read this name, but.
It's Russian. Russian.
Russian.
Oh, is it? Okay, hi, can you hear me? Okay, maybe he just choose to listen, which is fine. Okay, Rob, can you have Norman and Sunshine back? Okay. Okay, let's try to have the title, okay? And John? John, are you there?
Asking me first. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
American scholar.
Thank you, Danny. Okay.
That's why it goes that direction.
I'm just a Christian. I'm just a Christian. Okay.
Okay.
I'm afraid to use the expression something like that, because when you ask me first, then I have to think. I haven't had time to think. But anyways, if you don't mind my thinking out loud until I'm able to get it precisely, I'm thinking of something using the chariots of fire. The Lord will protect us with chariots of fire. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, John. And what? Okay. How about? Okay. What do you think?
I just have that feeling that Funky has the thing.
Okay. Funky. But I don't think Funky is online right now, is she? No, she's not online.
Then a friend, Maura, should have it.
Okay. Okay, Maura, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can. You have a title, Maura?
Title, okay. The Lord's Judgment on second.
Okay.
We need to go with along with the advice from the USA.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Unfortunately, Mr. Mubarak don't have the answer.
Okay, and yeah, Rob, are you there? Can you can you have Norman and Funky and Sunshine back to us? Looks like he's not on. With us. Okay. I guess, okay, then tonight let's move on to the readings for the Book of Psalm. And tonight we are going to read Book of Psalms, chapter 142. And let's move on. Marlos, please start with verse 1, okay? And then John, Joel, and Danny, and me, okay? So when you're ready, please start with verse 1.
Psalms 142, verse 1. A maskil of David when he was in the cave a prayer. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy.
Verse 2. Pour out my complaint before him. Before him I tell my trouble.
Verse 3. When my spirit grows faint with me, it is you who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me.
4. Look to my right and see, no one is concerned for me. I have no refuge, no one cares for my life.
5. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
6. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me.
7. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Okay, let's finish up our readings with the Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 24 and 25. And maybe Danny, Joel, your turn to read 24 and Danny 25.
Okay, 24. Discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth.
Okay, and Danny, 25. Okay, let me finish up. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Although we had some connection trouble, but we were able to finish up all our readings. And Norman was probably is reading the remaining Book of Psalms and also this pop-up with Sunshine and Funky, as they were not able to get back to us here. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. And let's wrap up our reading class with a prayer. And tonight, may I ask you, John, would you pray for us so that we may finish up our reading class?
Yes. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you at the end of our reading. We thank you, Father, that we are able to assemble here. We, in the Holy Spirit, we are very aware of the fact, Father, that through the Holy Spirit, that we are enabled to meet together, and it is the Holy Spirit that allows us to connect via the internet, and to interact and to read the scriptures together, to hear our brothers read and be encouraged by their reading, and also be encouraged by the comments which they make. And we thank you for this, Father. We know, Father, that the heavens contain an army of angels that are active here on the earth. They are watching over us, and if we would only have the faith to ask for your protection in all things, they would move into action to help us. But at times, being weak and imperfect as we are, we at times tend to want to do things ourselves or to handle things ourselves, but we need to do that. We need to learn to lean on you in all things, Father, and also we know that you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he is the good shepherd over the congregation, and it is his responsibility to watch the sheep that are in the fold, and we know that we need to follow him, and that he is the way and the truth, and that he will lead us to everlasting life. May we, by the things that we read, may we be strengthened, and may we have the ability to speak out boldly about our faith in difficult situations, and also may we be concerned about our brothers in other parts of the world that cannot practice their faith the way we do, that must do it in danger and in persecution. We pray for them, Father, that we are with them always. They should always be on our minds and in our hearts, and we know that the Lord Jesus will also bring them through. We want to recite the Lord's Prayer as you taught us to pray. Lord Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, and give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, John. And before we close, is there anyone who would like to make any comment? Okay. If not, then as John noticed that if you visit the our website, there is a new small watch. It is 24 hours in format, so it can be a little bit confusing when you see it for the first time. But it shows that it is 11 minutes after the 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock GMT. So we seems to be late on schedule a little bit. But still, nevertheless, we had such a great reading class, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I hope to see all of you again tomorrow night. Okay, thank you so much, John, Joel, and Marlos. And
yeah,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
See you.
Bye.
Tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, take care, John. And thank you for your host, Rob. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Danny. Danny, are you there? The person with the Russian name, do you hear me? Hello, the person with the Russian name, do you hear me?
John?
Hello? Yeah, hello. Hello, Danny.
I've got an upset stomach. Sorry for that.
Okay,
I forget to go for. Tell me who will close with prayer.
That was me.
Okay, and open?
I wasn't here at the very beginning, Danny, so that's why I don't
okay,
know.
Okay. No problem. I can find that out.
I was just trying to speak with the person with the Russian name there.
No response.
I think that his English is very limited, and I think he's not able to talk to us. He wrote in the chat box, he said that there's no translation. I wanted to explain to him that we can't do a on-the-spot translation here, you know.
Uh-huh. You know, okay.
We can't do that, you know.
But is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there, yeah. Okay. I'm going to sign off, Danny.
Okay, me too, eh? Keep well, eh?
Okay. Yeah, you too, eh?
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we'll do. Bye-bye.